Indeed, there's been a call for that conversation and for some sort of a negotiation for an amicable settlement of the matters that are being in dispute. It started actually with the Bar Association, the Mozambican Lawyers Association, asking for that to happen, and then it started to spread through all the other sectors of the social status of our community. And of course, it was leading to that. The president himself called the four candidates for his succession to hold a conversation. I'm not sure about if the date is already agreed between everyone, but in principle, it will start to happen by early next week.
But do you think the situation is calming down because political parties are calling their supporters to show restraint?
Indeed, the type of protests that we are seeing tend to reduce, although yesterday it was different from what we've seen in the rest of the week, where there was a lot of periods where there was some protests. But indeed, the type of protests are much more calmed, and it's just, in my view, what is happening is that the opposition parties and some sides of the social society, they are just aiming to keep the momentum and coming with protests so that the momentum for the negotiations and the momentum for some sort of easy relations between all parties do not get cold.
Where do the people of Mozambique go, especially when the outcome of the election is still being disputed?
What I have seen is that the protests are happening mainly in the capital, Maputo, and in the neighboring town of Matola. If we go towards the other cities of Mozambique, we don't see the same dimension as we are seeing in Maputo and in the nearby city of Matola. And to be totally honest, the entire population of Maputo and Matola, they are not even half of what we have in the rest of the country. So if we say that the people of Maputo and Matola, they are protesting, yes, indeed, we agree. To say that the whole country is protesting, I have a certain doubt about that allegation.
What are people saying is the best way forward to bring normalcy to Mozambique?
People are aiming and claiming for change. And the change from those protesters includes the different mindsets of how the government should treat the majority of the population. They claim that the poverty have not reduced in the last years, that the situation are the same, and they are claiming for a different approach from the governmental authorities to deal with these sort of issues. Also, school, the type of schools that we have, which in certain cases are still, the classrooms are huts that if there is a strong wind, it will take the classroom away. People are saying that this needs to change. We cannot have one sort of an elite governing, and the people, if we go to the interior, do not have the sufficient way to improve their own quality of life. But again, this is what the people in the capital of Maputo and in the neighboring town of Matola are saying when they are protesting. Indeed, there is a need to make that change of mindset. There is a need to make a different approach and how the government is dealing with certain type of matters. But the claim is coming basically from the main city, where actually all the conditions are there.